the Wizard live album. It's about gonna do it. Bid you all farewell. Have a great day. Have a great week. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. The Sound of Pictures is up next. Stick around for that. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Tune to KXRY Portland, streaming online everywhere at 107.1 and 91.1 FM.
Radio is yours.
Catch us on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Welcome to the Sound of Pictures. I'm Shilly, coming to you out of X-Ray every Sunday morning from 8 until 9.
And archive. Bringing you your weekly one-hour dose of movie music and soundtracks.
Ow.
And today I thought I'd prepare a little bit of humor and fun, you know, Bugs Bunny jazz, song pluggers, sonic caricatures,
and a leaky faucet.
How's that? We'll start off with Kramer. He was a member of the band Shockabilly, you know, that one with Eugene Chadbourne and David Light. During the early to mid 80s, I'm still captivated with that group. They did mostly humorous avant-garde reworkings of rock and roll standards, which is not too far from this 2017 album he put together called The Brill Building Part 2, featuring guitarist Bill Frisell. The album covers songs that were originally made from classic songwriting teams that flourished at the Brill Building, New York City. The continuation of the Great American Songbook is an evolution of the song pluggers of Tin Pan Alley. This time, instead of the Gershwins, Cole Porter and Irving Berlin,
yeah.
The Brill Building saw the likes of Burt Bacharach and Hal David, Paul Simon, Carole King, Doc Pomus, Phil Spector, and many more that gave us music associated with the Billboard Hit Parade sound. Here's a piece called Needles and Pins, originally written by Jack Nietzsche and Sonny Bono.
I saw her today. I saw her face. It was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray that they go away. Still it begins. She will see just how
Production is meant to be. A drama does gather all the beats of the world. called the wrong number today. I said, hello, is Joey there? And a woman answered. She said, yes, yes, he is. I said, can I speak to him, please? She said, no, he can't talk right now. He's only 2 months old. I said, all right, I'll wait.
Laurence Olivier for Diet Coke.
Hello, I'm Laurence Olivier. I've been dead for over 2 years.
Now,
but through the marvelous technology of ape editing,
I'm able to
speak to you from beyond the grave.
What you are
listening to
right now
was made by
cutting
together
things I said
in my many
films and interviews.
Although I
never would have
endorsed
a product
like this
when I was
alive,
my estate
has determined
that if I was
alive,
I would really want to tell you
how much I enjoy the
taste of
Diet
Coke. I think Diet
Coke
is really excellent,
dude.
It's awesome.
I wish I could
have some
now,
but I can't
because
I'm
dead.
But
take it from me,
Laurence Olivier.
Maketh thy
mouth
alive
with
Diet
Coke. It's everything you want it to be.
This comedy trio troupe, now known as the Vestibles, worked around Montreal, Canada. At that time, they called themselves Radio Free Vestibule. And as heard here, they leaned toward absurdist humor and a caricature of pop culture, performing in clubs and radio stations. This track parodies sample culture with a mock disembodied voice of Shakespearean British actor Sir Laurence Olivier for Coca-Cola. I love that. From 1994. Before that, the stand-up comedy of Stephen Wright. Everybody knows this guy. For his distinctly lethargic voice and slow deadpan delivery of ironic, philosophical, and sometimes nonsensical jokes, anti-humor, and one-liners, with a tradition that goes back to vaudeville. I want to play a little bit more of him later on in the show today. It's well worth it. Again, the guy cracks me up. And then Mr. Bungle before that, and with this band, we get to hear some avant-pop, unconventional song structures, and, thematic songscapes for pictures in the mind. The band is Trevor Dunn, Danny Heifetz, Barr McKinnon, Trey Spruance, and frontman Mike Patton. There's also additional guest musicians, including the great violinist Carla Kilstedt. In concert, the band was true to San Francisco form by wearing masks, jumpsuits, and other circus-looking costumes. And then starting off the set with Kramer from the Brill Building, Book 2, featuring guitarist Bill Frisell. Like I mentioned earlier, the Brill Building was kind of an extension or an evolution of Tin Pan Alley, where a musician could find a publisher, cut a demo, promote the record, and cut a deal with a radio promoter. All within this one building.
That's what happened there.
All right, next up is Jerry Goldsmith. Then we'll hear from Mrs. Miller, Duke Ellington, and a TV jingle. So we can start off here with Looney Tunes, Back in Action. The movie originally came out in 2003. The final film score of Jerry Goldsmith's legendary career. Here he reunites with director Joe Dante, who also did films like Gremlins and Inner Space, for an insane musical journey befitting Warner Brothers' classic cartoon characters, with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck starring in a live-action animation hybrid, alongside human characters played by Brendan Fraser, Jenna Elfman, Timothy Dalton, and Steve Martin. Here is Jerry Goldsmith's The Shimmy Out of the Bag.
Thank you. Parker's father?
I am. That's his uncle.
I'm afraid he's climbed the tower and he won't come down.
He's asked for toast. Do you know why? I mean, toast? Toast. Shut up.
May I ask you what you do?
How do you mean?
One of television's noisiest and most venerable game shows, The Price is Right. This was from 1972. And The Price is Right required contestants to guess the retail value of merchandise prizes. Whoever came the closest without going over won that thing. Music was written by Ed Kalehoff and Robert Israel. Before that, with a Duke Ellington caravan montage from the movie Funny Bones from 1995. For this memorable scene in the movie, the Parker brothers, who were once great vaudeville performers, now work as ghouls on a ghost train at Blackpool Pleasure Beach Circus. Even that name conjures up vivid and surreal images. The brothers are also featured in several other scenes that make the movie worth watching for that alone, as well as performances played by comedian Lee Evans, which will be featured later on in today's show. I don't think you're going to want to miss that. Before that was Mrs. Miller, with her extreme vibrato giving the comedic impression of a warped record. Or theremin, maybe. Capitol Records seemed to emphasize her amateur voice during recording sessions where she was deliberately conducted a half beat ahead or behind time, and the worst of several recordings of a song were chosen for the finished album, turning it almost into like a comedic album. Mrs. Miller studied at Pomona College and continued her passion for the arts in Claremont, California, where she was also involved in community and church projects. This is from Mrs. Miller, the Artist Collection from 1966. We heard The Shadow of Your Smile. And then starting off the set with Jerry Goldsmith's last score to Looney Tunes, Back in Action. All right, let's take a quick break for a message. We'll pick it up on the other side.
X-Ray FM is supported by PDX Jazz, a nonprofit organization presenting jazz performances and associated education programming in the Pacific Northwest, with a mission to evolve the art of jazz by engaging community, celebrating live performance, and enhancing arts education. More information and event schedule at www.pdxjazz.org.
Okay, this is The Other Side, and what do you say we continue here now with music from Paris Combo, based in Paris, fronted until her death in 2020 by singer Belle du Barret. The group covers exotic and chic manners of music, ranging from chanson, pop, and Roma swing. Here's an unusual little piece called The Uncertain Future of the Titanic. Yep.
Nous dînions dans de la vaisselle, répertoriez-nous, dînions dans de la vaisselle.
One time, right in the middle of a job interview, I took out a book and I started reading. The guy said, what the hell are you doing? I said, let me ask you one question. If you were in a vehicle and you were traveling at the speed of light, and then you turned your lights on, would they do anything? He said, I don't know. I said, forget it then, I don't want to work for you.
Siihen jauhin lihan sekä hiekan sitten yksi vahti mestareista juoksitetaan pomolukset kumarsi ja sanoi vitkaan kuulesen ja tulee syömään oikein herkullinen sopa. Pomo tuli söi ja kuuli siitä vasta riemolkoi sekä kunnon hautajaiset. Joukko teetään tylläisistä ostikurin koskikurin joilla kulla taas sen oli pulloparin kolina. Toisille taas onnen tilan pilvitoita jälleen. Moni otti paukun taikka matkan ennen papin sana. Psykerokki kappelissa saattoi hautaa vaina ja harkun kantoi kykeni vain osa jälkeen selviviä. Hautajaisten jätkoi on tehtä lipu hiinan luon. Oli pelkkää naurua tai kahikynnyn hetkotusta. Taksi toi taas pomon arkun, joka pantiin lihan päälle suuri ilo. Aina syntyi arkun pudotessa, joskus joku silloin nosti sen ja sama meno jatkui kauan, kunnes kaikki kyllästyivät kauan jutun nousinaan. Sitten tuli kova seis, pomo astui arkosta ja lauloi reun rökkipluusin. Eihän kukaan arkunsakaan iät kaiket olla voi, kun pilvihommat ympärillä joka jätken mukaan tempaa. Yhteiskunnan vanhat omat pomo jätti noustuansa tehtaansakin siunassa sekä kastoi virsalla.
Miss Vito, did you take this picture?
You know I did.
And what is this picture of?
You know what it's of.
Miss Vito, it has been argued by me, the defense, that two sets of guys met up at the Sack of Suds at the same time, driving identical metallic mint green 1964 Buick Skylark convertibles. Now, can you tell us by what you see in this picture if the defense's case holds water? Ms. Vito, please answer the question. Does the defense's case hold water?
No, the defense is wrong.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
How could you be so sure?
Because there is no way that these tire marks were made by a 64 Buick Skylark. These marks were made by a 1963 Pontiac Tempest.
Objection, Your Honor. Can we clarify to the court whether the witness is stating opinion or fact?
This is your opinion?
It's a fact.
I find it hard to believe that this kind of information could be ascertained simply by looking at a picture.
Would you like me to explain?
I would love to hear this.
So would I.
The car that made these two equal-length tire marks had pods of traction. Can't make those marks without pods of traction, which was not available on the 64 Buick Skylark.
And why not? What is pods of traction?
It's a limited slip differential which distributes power equally to both the right and left tires. The 64 Skylark had a regular differential, which anyone who's been stuck in the mud in Alabama knows. You step on the gas, one tire spins, the other tire does nothing.
That's right.
Is that it?
No, there's more. You see, when the left tire mark goes up on the curb and the right tire mark stays flat and even, well, the 64 Skylark had a solid rear axle. So when the left tire would go up on the curb, the right tire would tilt out and ride along its edge. But that didn't happen here. The tire mark stayed flat and even. This car had an independent rear suspension. Now, in the 60s, there were only two other cars made in America that had positive traction and independent rear suspension and enough power to make these marks. One was the Corvette, which could never be confused with the Buick Skylark. The other had the same body length, height, width, weight, wheelbase, and wheel track as the 64 Skylark, and that was the 1963 Pontiac Tempest.
And because both cars were made by GM, were both cars available in metallic mint green paint?
They were.
Thank you, Ms. Vito. No more questions. Thank you very, very much. You've been a lovely, lovely witness.
The Jazz Passenger is doing a song called Hank, which I'm guessing is some sort of tribute to jazz saxophonist Hank Mobley. Probably recorded live at the Knitting Factory, I don't know. The band grew out of a partnership between Nathanson and Folks in 1987 after the two had played with John Lurie's band, the Lounge Lizards. This features the violin playing of Jim Nolet. Before that, Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny. This was an excerpt from that 1992 movie. Tomei won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, which comes as no surprise for a couple of reasons. Her real father was a trial lawyer, so she was familiar with that culture. Also, everybody talks about and loves that scene. Marissa Tomei really owns the screen when arguing about a leaky faucet in terms that demonstrate her knowledge of plumbing. Mona Lisa Vito is also a first-rate auto mechanic who worked in her brother's garage, which comes in handy in the untying of this knotted story. The movie also starred character actor Fred Gwynn as the judge, another character everybody loved, doing such a great job in his final film appearance. In television, you might know him as Herman Munster in The Munsters, or for his role in the sitcom Car 54, Where Are You? Before that was a group from Finland called the Finnish Winter War, 39 to 40, with a piece called Factory Doorman from 1969. Finland was not left out of the late 60s underground music scene, with bands like the Underground Butter Brothers, hey. Marijuana Brass, and the Sperm.
That's a good one.
This is from a compilation called Psychedelic Finland, Finnish Hippie and Underground Music, 1967 to 1974. Stand-up comedian Stephen Wright, again before that, talking about a job interview. That's the kind of situation that I think we'd all like to picture ourselves in at one point or another.
And then we started to set off with music from the Paris Combo from 2000 off of their release Living Room.
All right, earlier on, I played the Ellington Caravan montage from the movie Funny Bones and talked about those incredible vaudeville performers. Well, here is British comedian Lee Evans in the role of a psychologically troubled but brilliant comedian doing a modern vaudeville sketch called Valve Radio. And during the scene, he created an audio tape collage where he lip syncs and pantomimes the rapid fire antics heard on the tape. In this scene, he performs this live, completely unraveling the audience.
The fight is on. Dancing Joe saying, come on, come on.
Why, you?
Buffalo's fierce. The buffalo focused in definite attempts to psych out Joe.
I put a spell on you.
Cause you're mine.
Feel your eyelids becoming very heavy.
One day I woke up and I said, I don't want to look like this. I don't want to feel like this. This is not the way I'm going to live my life.
The dancer explodes out of the corner.
You can feel it shake. There's a real strong vibration.
Anybody in this room who can't do that?
The buckle lands a hook. All right, an uppercut. Exploding at the dancer.
You see, having a great smile really can change your life.
A left again. Joe is stumbling.
Your two hands drop by your side.
He's unguarded, and the buffalo sees a chance.
Where? When? How? Who? Who?
If he goes down three times,
expel every drop of air from your body.
Chippy Cortez is holding the buffalo back while Joe's on the floor.
I'm not a beast.
He's given the count.
4 hours, 92, 94.
And fill your body.
He's up.
And let it out.
He's down again, and Chip is counting.
And it's been specially requested that I do this next number for you.
In, out, in, out, in, out.
That's it! The dancer's in trouble!
It's as bad as the moon!
He's gonna go! Go! Leaning! Leaning desperately against the rope! Hardly knows where he is!
Üsküdar is a little town in Turkey, and in the old days, many women had male secretaries. Oh well, that's Turkey.
He's confused! I can see his wife, Laura, up there in the ring with him. He doesn't even know his own wife.
It's as bad as the moon.
Goes on the deck.
This question is for
I had a dream that all the babies prevented by the pill showed up. They were mad. I was cesarean born. Can't really tell. Although, whenever I leave a house, I go out through the window.
Thank you. understand all the things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
There's a midget standing tall, and a giant beside him about to fall.
Sly and the Family Stone recorded in San Francisco in 1969 with a piece called Stand off of their album Stand. This is the fourth album by the band, Sly and the Family Stone, written and produced by lead singer and multi-instrumentalist Sly Stone, including his brother and sister, Rose and Freddie, released just before the group went to the Woodstock Festival. And before that, guitarist Mickey Baker doing Lullaby of the Leaves off of his 1959 album called The Wildest Guitar. Mickey Baker is the man who wears three hats. There's Mickey Baker teaching guitar technique. You may have seen those books. Mickey Baker, the driving half of Mickey and Sylvia with their song Love is Strange. And Mickey Baker, the session guitarist who worked on countless 1950s R&B cuts. And then more stand-up from the poker-faced Stephen Wright, justifying his Caesarean birth. And then starting off this set with comedian Lee Evans from the movie Funny Bones from 1995, if you just dropped in. This is The Sound of Pictures. And, well, I'm Shilly, coming to you out of X-Ray every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. And if you're so inclined, you can send me a text message. I'm at 971-220-KXRY. That's why. Don't forget the shows are all archived. That's not a good time. You can go online to xray.fm and click on shows at the top of the page. Make your way over to the Sound of Pictures. Or for that matter, any of the other good shows that we put out. Coming up at the hour, Rick Mitchell with Jazz and the New Millennium. So you got something to look forward to. I want to thank you for joining me today. For the last 5-minute encore of the show, I'd like to get into some jazz from Japan, recorded in 1975, and recently released on the We Want Sounds record label, with the George Atsuka Quintet, recorded live at the Nemu Jazz Festival, fueled by Atsuka's powerful drumming. This is a vivid testimony that Atsuka and his musicians were at the top of their game during the 70s, and one of the best jazz groups in Japan, playing a mix of modal and groovy tunes full of exciting and inspired solos. This is a piece called Little Island.
man, by authority of the Federal Communications Commission and the grace of a kindly providence, which gave me the power of not having to listen to people, I am now going off the air.
Turtles Have Short Legs with DJ Gillyflower features an intoxicating mix of psychedelic and experimental sounds, both new and old. Vintage and contemporary cosmiche music, acid folk, experimental rock and electronica, international oddities, surreal soundscapes and drones, spiritual jazz.